mean, you still, of course, wanted attention. Like, that's just part of it, but yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
We is, though. It's a
nah, I feel you, Easy.
I don't know.
I'm over it. Like, the whole Rudy Gobert shit. I was watching the game where I was, like, known of what was going on, but I wasn't, like, I'm pretty sure Twitter was fucking hilarious.
See, I don't know if I was on Twitter when it happened, but people was definitely talking about it the next time or the next day. And, of course, you know, they were making
the
jokes
memes
about it.
And all that.
And
like,
shit like that. Hey, yo, Draymond's a head case, by the way.
Draymond.
He's a fucking head case.
It's hilarious, but it's just like, all right, bro, what are we doing?
Like, really, like, a sleeper hole, nigga? Well, I mean, I know it wasn't a real sleeper hole, but it's like a sleeper hole, nigga.
It was extra.
It was extra as hell. Like, that's why I was telling my boy where I'm like, dog, like, I ain't saying he shouldn't have helped his mans out and, like, you know, helped break it up or whatever, but it's like, nigga, really.
He should have put, I don't even know my man's name, who was tugging on Clay.
Jalen McDaniels.
Yeah, that's who he should have had in the chokehold.
I don't even know where he ended up at. I just know Rudy got in there and tried to, like,
saw.
Rudy didn't even look like he really was trying to start shit, but he did, you know, grab Clay a little bit, but nothing crazy. And then Draymond just jumped out the window and said, you know what? But I'm looking at Cat like, what the fuck you doing, nigga? Like, you just...
Hey, he touched yellow and he saw red. What? Y'all lucky it won't stuff. Oh, he didn't try to put Rudy Gobert in there. He really would have put him to sleep.
No, that nigga might have tried to break that nigga in.
Nah, he would have swung.
He would have put him in the chicken
wing. I'm sorry. If I'm Cat, I might have had to slap shit out of Dre. Just because his face was right there. And you choking my man.
If I'm Rudy Gobert, why are your hands? Like, I would have...
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too. Like, why? It's like you were trying to sell the... Like,
he ain't want no smoke.
Nigga, man, I'm not about to let nobody just yoke me up from behind like that. What the
Agreed.
Hell? Just off of pure instinct, like, you grab me by the back of my, like, from behind by my neck, like, nah. That's why I'm looking at Cat, like, seeing, like, somebody, one of my homeboys getting grabbed up like that, like, instinctually, like, I don't know if he really choked you or not, like, I'm about to slap this nigga or something.
Rudy like this.
Yeah. And if Cat really wanted to, he could have slapped Draymond if he really, really wanted to.
Or he could have put him in a chokehold.
One or the other.
At least get him off him.
Yeah. I guess we gonna see who fucking... pass out first, nigga.
Who got a tighter lock right here?
I hope you can hold your damn breath. And I don't even think it's going to help because I'm cutting off your circulation.
Yeah, nah, he don't fuck with Rudy. You can tell.
Well, Rudy did call him out about the suspension. Not the suspension, but the ejection. So, and it does look kind of like that nigga get ejected on purpose. When Steph ain't playing, at least.
I got to start paying attention to that. He ain't going to do it now that it's been called out. But
I think they said like 7 of the last 11 times Steph ain't played, he got ejected.
Damn. Okay.
And in this game, he only played like 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah, it didn't last. That shit was off the tip.
Yeah.
It was tip off.
He got accounted for a minute, but, you know, he ain't really play a minute.
They had around it.
Basically.
It's all just math.
I'm like, yo, Draymond. Like, at this point, like, you got suspended for 5 games. That's the biggest suspension he's ever had.
And really?
Yeah, because all his other suspensions only one game. Mm-hmm. He just been suspended multiple times, but he's never had a multiple game suspension.
He never had a lengthy one.
Yeah, so they said a part of the reason why they gave him 5 games this time is because reputation at this point. And it was like his past shit, accumulation of things. So it was like, I guess they trying to prevent it. Like, dog, here go 5 game suspension. You about to lose $1 million almost. Sit your ass down for a little bit.
I get it. Well deserved. I mean,
I just think he got to chill, bro. Like, I ain't mad about the energy and stuff like that. But it's like sometimes I think he just be doing shit, and I'm like, I don't even know why you just did that.
Cause it's Draymond.
Well, he been getting away with it so long too. So it's like, I guess you get away with something that much. Especially from your own team. Like, you knocked the nigga out and didn't even get suspended or nothing. Like,
you got the bag. What do you mean? He knocked him out, and then in the same offseason, he got the bag.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's how I look at it. But good people, this is going to be episode 192 of the Reigning Champs podcast. I go by Jordan on the ones and twos, and in front of me, I got the homie AD.
What up?
And on the left, I got my guy Javon.
Yo.
Shout out to all the good people tuning in, listening wherever you were at, man. You could be anywhere in the world, but you chose to hit the play button and listen to the champs. We appreciate that more than you know. You know, with that being said, after that nice little Draymond intro, fellas, how y'all doing? It's Old days on a Tuesday. It's late as hell, but
yeah, getting ready for Thanksgiving.
Come on now.
The holiday coming, like, what, 2 days? Not even 2 days away at this point.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost tomorrow.
There you go.
But yeah, ready to eat some good food. Have a little time off of work.
Hate everybody. But I am hungry.
Respect. What y'all looking forward to eating the most?
I don't know if I really got anything in particular, you know.
Mac and cheese, ham, that goes without gravy. Let's see, some collards. I'm going to go for some nice little yams.
So basically your whole plate.
I'm telling you what's on the first plate. This is what's on the first plate.
So basically your whole plate.
That sweet potato pie.
Them Hawaiian rolls. If you throw something in there, you know what I'm saying? Let somebody make a homemade. I don't do stuffing, but stuffing.
Yeah, I don't eat stuffing or cranberry sauce.
I don't do yams. I don't do cranberry sauce. Those like my main three. I don't do. I kind of do everything else, but yams.
You don't do yams?
I hate yams.
Really?
Never liked yams.
Stuffing. Candy too?
Huh?
Either one, regular or candy?
Don't give me no fucking yams.
Okay, heard that.
Nah, sweet potato pie.
Why don't you like? What you don't like about the yams?
I don't like how sweet they are. Never liked yams. Like as a kid, I don't give me that shit. I'm not eating them. If you want to feel embarrassed, put some of your yams in my face. I'm gonna not eat them.
But they be good. I can understand sometimes they sweet, but they be good though.
I'm just not a fan of it. I don't like all that sugar and shit and all that stuff. I don't like it. Just give me a sweet potato pie. I'll fuck a sweet potato pie all day long. But I just don't like yams, and I especially hate it when people put the marshmallows on it. That shit,
see, I don't
disgusting.
Like the marshmallows with it.
That shit looks so nasty to me, though. I'm like, yo, you got sweet potatoes, and you just gonna sweeten it up more with these
shit like Rocky Road ice cream.
Yeah, like, bro, it's too much, dog. It's like walking diabetes, man. Like, ugh. Sweet tooth. But yeah, stuffing nasty too, though.
Yeah, that's trash.
It smell good, but I don't like, it's the texture. I don't like the mushy bread texture.
It depends on the texture. I can understand, because I'm a texture person when it comes to, like, food.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if I do eat stuffing, it's never a big-ass serving, and I'm never putting, like, a big-ass fork in my mouth. It's always, like, bit by bit.
I just ain't fucking with it.
Yeah, no,
I like stuffing, though.
Keep
like,
it off my plate.
Like I said, I didn't used to like it at first, but as I got older, I rock with
some
stuffing.
It's weird. If I smell it cooking, I'll be like, damn, that shit smell kind of good. And then, like, I'll just look at it or I'll try to eat it, and I'm like.
But the thing is, for me, when I'm eating stuffing, I don't eat it by itself. I'm always combining it with something else on the plate. So
you never really eating it for what it is. You kind of like eating it with the greens or the mac
or
and
the
cheese.
Or the ham or the turkey.
Got you.
Now that turkey sandwich on Friday go crazy. That's all I just want to say. The turkey sandwich is undefeated.
Throw a little hot sauce on that thing.
That shit. That's all I'm thinking about right now is that turkey sandwich.
Hey, or good ham. Good ham sandwich.
Oh, no, that
shit.
Hit too. It just usually don't be as much compared to the turkey. So I expect it's going to clear that ham out real quick.
I ain't going to lie. I'm going to have to try a turkey. Throw some mac and cheese on it.
Oh, you going for it.
Talking about for the sandwich?
Oh, you going for the world record.
Instead of a turkey with the cheese slice, throw the mac and cheese on top. Have a turkey and cheese Thanksgiving style. Wow.
Or you can do turkey and ham.
Hey, if you feeling like you need a little extra, you know, oomph. Okay. A little oomph. Yeah.
I ain't hating on that. I am looking forward to it because, God damn it, that's my first day off in 12 days. So I'm definitely looking forward to Thursday just to be off.
I think everybody is.
Yeah.
Fuck this week.
That part too.
Yeah, I be.
It's been raining and shit.
I'm glad to be off tomorrow. I say that.
Damn, wish I was.
Same.
But I'll be on the road. I'm gonna be in the seat. Sleep.
Slump.
What about like a 4-hour drive?
Gee, niggas. Try 5.5, 6.
Oh yeah, you did. Yeah.
Sleep.
That ain't bad though, especially I'll leave it in the morning.
Yeah.
And you said, like you said, you're gonna sleep probably half of it.
You ain't gotta drive.
And I'm about to say you chilling, so it ain't really that bad.
I'll take them trips. I ain't gotta be the one.
I'm at the point now, though. It's like, you know, as you get older and whatnot, like, hey, Dad, if you don't want to drive the whole way, I can take over at some point. But,
you know, Dad's.
Yeah.
Sit your ass in the back.
Yeah, there you go. I got this, young. I got this hill.
I'll probably be up front with him. My mom probably be in the back seat.
Yo, sound like my mom. Moms be loving the back seat.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They just want to, like,
yeah,
see everything. Yeah, see everything.
Cause my mom would be quick. Be like, I go in the back. Like, you sure? Yeah. All
right. And I think they enjoy, too, seeing, like, the camaraderie or, like, the love or the front seat or whatnot, you know, especially depending on who it is. Yeah,
you know, you know, mommy dearest. Gotta love them.
Oh, no debate.
Cause they in the kitchen today and tomorrow.
Hello to all the moms out there
in the kitchen. Let's clap it up for them.
Shout out to the moms, the aunties, the grandmamas. Yeah. You know what I'm saying, man?
The elbows.
We need to stop losing recipes like Michael Irvin said. Get the cookbooks back out,
please.
Hey, get these young ladies in the granny gowns so they can learn how to whip it up. You know what I mean?
Telling the women get back in the kitchen.
Yes. Put y'all asses back in the kitchen. Because y'all don't know how to cook these days.
Stay away from South Beach.
Yes.
Stay away from L.A. and Houston.
And get your ass a cookbook. Get your ass in the kitchen with the aunties,
Put
man.
The hookah down.
Yes.
If you got a present for Christmas and it looks like it's a book, it's probably a cookbook.
Yes. I'm telling you, on Sunday dinner, get in there with auntie. Learn the recipes, baby. It'll take you far. I'm telling you. The way to our heart is through our stomach. It's not a lie. Utilize it.
I can't lie. He ain't lie there, though.
I ain't going for that's always love when a girl cook for you.
Bro, that shit is not a lie. That's what I'm saying. Like I'm playing, but I'm being dead ass with girls. Like, if you want to get a nigga, keep him full, bro. I'm telling you. He gonna start looking at you. He can't even help it. He gonna have to look at you different once you start cooking for him.
He gonna come with them Dirk Tupperwares.
Exactly. He might not even really be like. He might be like, man, this nigga said Dirk Tupperwares.
Hey, remember he's the one with that aluminum foil? That's making me,
yeah. That nigga might be on the fence. Like, man, should I take this girl serious? He started tasting them. Them meals are kind of regular.
Damn, you know another what? One, another banger.
I'm thinking about letting her meet my mom.
It might be time.
It might be time. It's only been 3 weeks, but you know what? I done had about 4 of her meals.
And I like her.
I ain't gonna front.
I think mama tolerate her.
When I'm talking to a shorty, and I kinda get the hint that she either don't cook or don't know how to cook.
It's a turn off.
It's a turn off.
Turn off. Automatic turn off.
Cause I mean I can cook. I can hold my own, but I ain't about to be cooking for us every night. We can do a tag team style thing, you know. Well, if you want to hold down the fort, I'm not complaining. But I can get in the kitchen, but...
I mean, I'm just saying, like, I don't mind cooking and stuff either. But, baby, it works better when you do it. It works better when you do it, you know what I'm saying? When I come in there, you burn a little bit, I just come slap your boot. Hey, good job,
good game.
Yeah, you know, the air smells good in here. Hey.
Press pause on the game real quick.
Yeah, then you can, you know, you can
set up.
Yeah, hold
hey,
on.
What you doing over there? Hey, what you got going on?
Oh, hold up. You want to come taste this real?
Okay, fuck that game. Hey, y'all, give me a second.
Yeah,
go taste that. Hey, honestly, mute up.
Next time a chick offers to cook for me, you can come by.
Facts.
I'll go get the. Tell me what you need.
Oh no, I will buy any day if you cooking it. Like, that's how it's supposed to go.
There you go.
Sometimes I'm like,
I'll provide.
You don't got to do all that. It's cool. You ain't got, now? Yeah, all right.
No, niggas start getting older. That shit start mattering, bro. Fuck that shit.
Whole different conversation.
I remember we had a whole debate about that shit at work. Like, one day, all of us was like, all the niggas was around. And everybody went around like, yo, you care if your girl can cook or not? Literally, like, out of 10 dudes, like, probably 8 of us or 9 of us said, yes. The only, like, one person was like, nah, but they were younger. So I'm like, everybody was okay. Like, you still learn one day, nigga. Like,
he still got his mom cooking. That's probably why.
I don't know, but I'm just like, nigga,
Mickey D's
fuck
right by his
shit.
House.
That too.
I might be attracted to a girl, like her and everything, but I'm not really going to like her until I know she's cooking that. I might like her, and then all of a sudden she cooked for me that shit fire. I'm like, I like her now. Like,
it'll boost you up.
I'm thinking about cuffing her. Not right now, but I'm thinking about it.
You can tell like a shorty really full with you if she cooking for you.
Come on, man.
She ain't just cooking for anybody.
You get strength from eating.
Gains.
If she gonna feed you, that means she giving you strength. Yeah. Feed me, baby. It's giving me strength. I love you.
Javon flexed like 3 times.
Yeah.
It meant every damn word.
Come on, man. Don't let her watch you eat it for a second. Come on, man. She proud of what she did.
That's not right. They do find fulfillment.
That's fulfilling. Like, you, come on, dog. You know when your mom make you a sandwich back when you were a kid, all of a sudden, it's good, but all of a sudden, you can see the joy in her face, just like.
Especially the grandmas.
Oh, no.
You ain't eat yet?
There it is.
Right, oh, no, they about to graze it. Why you? They ask you why you ain't eat yet.
There you go. Hey, you look a little small. You eating?
Grandma, I ate 2 hours ago.
Hold on, I'm about to whip up some something real quick. For no reason.
For no reason.
And I'll never turn it down.
Come on, man.
I'll never turn it down.
Shit tastes better, bro. Don't taste as good when you cook it.
No matter what. I don't care, bro.
That should be making you feel warm on the inside. Like, yo, she really took.
It's love in that.
She took time out of her day.
There's some love into this movie.
You know what?
Love, nigga.
Wow. That really tugs at the heartstrings, guys, on this Thanksgiving Day. But, you know, I hope y'all enjoy yourselves until we get back from this holiday weekend, though.
Yeah, everybody be safe. I'm about to say stay Travel safe. Travel safe. Enjoy yourselves. Just live and enjoy. That's what I would say right now, man. Just be around people you may not have seen. Talk to somebody. Eat around. You know, just have a good time overall. Clear your head, bro. There's so much going on in the world right now and in everybody's own personal lives. Take this time to have a distraction almost in a sense to fall victim to the love that's around you or whatnot and embrace it. That's one of the biggest things you got to do is embrace it. At least I'm trying to talk to myself.
No, hey.
Because I'll tell you one thing.
Need to hear that.
I be looking for sports to fill that void. Yeah, fucking right. All my teams suck.
Here's the thing. Fuck them all. Fuck all sports. Sorry, Javon.
I can't agree right now. My team's back on track, so.
Fuck them all.
Yeah. Go Niners.
Must be nice.
Speaking of football, we can talk about it right quick, real fast. You know
Fuck
what I'm saying?
On, nigga.
My boys, you know, like I said, we went on a little nice little, not really nice, but we went on that little ugly 3-game losing streak. Skid. That's what I was looking for, skid. And you know what I'm saying? Things weren't looking so good. You know, we had to go on that bye week and get shit right. But 2 weeks in a row, 2 wins, defense looking great again, offense looking, Brock Purdy looking like that boy.
Are you back?
Oh, no, Brock Purdy back.
Okay.
Debo back, too. That's probably what's really helping. That nigga out there running around.
He on the field. Him and Trent Williams. Them two being back on the field is a big help. Christian McCaffrey still scoring. My boy Ayuk had a great game over there showing why he should get paid. I ain't really trying to worry about it right now because it's kind of worrying me a little bit. But he definitely stepping up. But
I hear that.
Excuse me. I ain't going to go on too long about my boys, but I'm happy to see what we're doing. We do play on Thanksgiving.
Fire.
Against the Seahawks.
That's nice. Fire.
Okay, Geno Spumoni.
We got a Sunday night game, too. So, definitely looking forward to that. But we got a tough stretch. I sound like my damn sister. Got a tough stretch because we play Seahawks coming up, Eagles, back at the Seahawks. Luckily, the second Seahawks game is at home, though. I'd rather get the road game out of the way and then come home on the later end. But, yeah, we got a little stretch coming up, and the Eagles just won yesterday. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, that was a game, man.
I actually missed the entire game. I fell asleep, like, literally right before the game.
Bro, I didn't know it was raining.
Yeah.
So that kind of
changed
some things. But
it was a good-ass game.
It was.
I watched the whole thing, and I was at mom's house watching it, you know.
Oh, true.
Low-scoring game, you know what I'm saying?
But like, that second half, it – Man, that was a good-ass game. I ain't going to lie. If you a football fan, bro, like, you know,
I ain't a fan of it.
But it was good. I'm not a fan of football just because, you know.
Not the circumstance.
But the game, though, itself, like, and it had everything you wanted. The ups, the downs.
Super Bowl rematch.
There you go. The mistakes, you know, drop passes, flags. Like, it had everything you could kind of ask for. Like, shit was.
And the Eagles actually got a little revenge.
The Chiefs gave them that game.
Speaking of the Chiefs, what y'all think about them, man?
They need an elite wide receiver.
Like, you could tell that shit's really starting to bother them offensively.
For the first time, you're seeing Kansas City kind of be more carried by the defense. Because, like, this is also, like, as you alluded to, without the elite receiver, you're not seeing Pat Mahomes put up the same numbers he's used to putting up. I mean, it's hard to match those numbers that he was putting up.
But you got fucking Tyreek Hill out there.
He didn't even have 250 yards. He might have scored through one or two.
I think he had one touchdown to Kelsey. Yeah. And that was it. And Kelsey only had like 30 yards.
He used to have them games.
Was it Pacheco?
Pacheco.
Yeah, he was the one eating. But go ahead.
Yeah, that's my guy. No, like normally you see like it used to be normal to see Patrick Mahomes on Sundays. You've seen the highlights. Oh yeah, he's on his fourth or fifth passing touchdown. He has 350 yards. Like, when's the last time we
I'm about to say it was last year. Literally.
I'm with you.
And you know what's crazy?
I'm with you.
And last year he didn't really have no top receiver like that.
Oh, Juju was his best receiver.
But he still had better overall receivers that like fit different roles, I guess, better. Where now he got like a young rookie receiver with White.
He's looking straight
Rashad
though.
Yeah. White, Sky Moore.
But Sky Moore, ain't he more like a running back?
Yeah, he's like a hybrid.
Hybrid running back. And then
Kadarius Toney.
Marvin's the nigga that dropped the pass, Scantlin.
That was a bad drop.
He a vet, but I mean Scantlin always was more of like a deep threat type dude that caught down the field type shit. But like he ain't no consistent, you know, possession type receiver. So I mean besides Travis Kelce.
Number 84, is he a tight end?
Watson.
They was using him a lot.
He had the most targets. He actually had the highest target rate.
I hope this isn't true, but I seen somebody tweet that was like, man, watch Brandon Ayuk go to the Chiefs. And I was like, bro, I would.
That's cheat code.
Ayuk going there with fucking Kelce and Pat,
nah,
bro?
Nah, because Ayuk has the number one separation of a receiver. Man. He has the biggest separation yard
if
gap
Ayuk
in the
played
league.
On a team with that type of that would pass the ball a lot, man, he would easily be putting up like 1,500 yards, like, in my opinion.
He'd be Tyreek.
I look at like, there's nobody on the Chiefs that's going to go up, besides Travis Kelce. There's nobody on that team who's going to go up and, like, he can just throw it up there and they're going to get it.
Nah,
they're going to make a play.
Like,
they don't got nobody like that.
I agree.
Like, not even, like you said, Kelce not really like that for real.
He getting, you can tell he getting old.
Yeah. I mean, Kelce is, like, 33.
Yeah.
Like, in the league a little bit.
Yeah, he been in the league since 2014.
I was about to say 2013, 2014.
He was turning the ball. He fumbled.
And then he had an injury, like, earlier this year, too.
Yeah. To open the season.
I mean,
shout out to Byard, man. Is he punched that bitch out? Hey, but no matter what the Chiefs did, bro, you got to give the Eagles respect. Them niggas walked in there and in the Arrowhead and beat Pat Mahomes on Monday Night Football. No matter how you look at it, no matter how you call it, them niggas walked in there and won. It is a fact. And them niggas still ain't got one loss on their fucking record.
But it's crazy, though, because somebody Eagles – it's worrying me, though, because they went in too many close games. Like, they kind of reminded me a little bit of last season's Vikings. Excuse me. It's only because the Vikings had a great record last year, but they won a lot of fucking close games.
They did.
So it's like one of the things where, like, I still think the Eagles are definitely good. Don't get it twisted. But it's just like they don't look as dominant. They don't look as dominant as they did last year, in my opinion, like offensively and shit like that. Because, like, Jalen Hurts still ain't really found a rhythm yet.
He can tell he hurt.
The way he
moved,
got hurt a little bit.
The way he moved.
I mean, he still had two fucking rushing touchdowns, which is nigga already. I think he about to have like double-digit rushing touchdowns for the third straight year.
But he was getting sacked a lot last game. Like, they was getting in, they was causing that pressure. Like, he
the Chiefs defense.
When they was like losing, it was looking bad. He threw that pick as well, too.
Mm-hmm. A.J. Brown only had one catch.
Devontae Smith saved them that game.
Who he get locked by?
What's number 38?
I don't even know
nothing
about
it. I think it was
Snead was guarding him, and he had a game. I agree, though. I do think the Vikings had an easier schedule last year when they were winning a lot of them close games. So they were beating teams they shouldn't have been. They shouldn't have been close with.
And how many games they won? You remember, like, when Justin Jefferson caught that crazy ass one hander? Like, some of those games they had no fucking business winning.
It was that Colts shit. The Colts was up like 29-0 or some shit like that. Then they came back on them. But, you know, the Eagles have some close games, but a lot of them close games, too, were to some good teams.
And they did have to come back and beat them yesterday.
Like, that's a tough feat, bro. Going in the Arrowhead with that much pressure on you, a little
bad
tough.
Bad weather.
And the Eagles got a little stretch coming up, too, though.
They've been on a stretch, though. Yeah. They had to play the Dolphins before. It's like, they've had
I'm saying, like, it's not going to
get easier.
There it that's what I'm saying.
The Chiefs stretch, I think everybody they play after this is either at or under 500.
Ain't that a bitch? Probably a lot of divisional games, too.
And they're not number one in the conference no more. Ravens passed them.
Ravens still got – did they lose, too, or did they win?
They won. They 8-3.
8-3.
So, what's the name? Look at Cleveland.
They won on Thursday night last week.
Cleveland right behind them.
Oh yeah, Cleveland, what they 7-3?
It's
yeah.
like 3 or 4 7-3 teams. The without, Chiefs, Cleveland,
without a quarterback and Jaguars, a running back.
And somebody else out
Dolphins.
There. Dolphins, yeah.
No quarterback or running back, and Cleveland's still 7-3.
That shit. Well, their defense is so damn good, bro. Like, that's how they beat us, for real. Like, it wasn't like they were scoring a whole. I mean, Amari Cooper, we could not stop that nigga for whatever reason. But besides that, it was really their defense that hurt us in that game. I mean, they held us to, what, 17 points? That's probably one of our lowest scoring outputs of the whole year.
Hey, them good defenses, bro. That should have scared. That's how the Eagles lost. That damn Jets defense. Got the best of them. These good defenses mm-hmm. will carry you. As long as you can do enough on offense, a good defense mm-hmm. will carry
you. You got to make the game ugly, basically.
There you go. Turn it to a slugfest. Hey, speaking of ugly teams and rising, hey, the Broncos, shout out to fucking Courtland Sutton. That nigga got catch of the week back to back.
Yeah. It's crazy. The Broncos do got like a sneaky decent record.
The two catches he got in the end zone are nuts. The week before that, toe
he barely got
on
his fucking feet in.
And then this last one in the back of the end zone, like he did to win the game. Hey, bruh. Corlin Sutton has been solid.
Who they play again? Because they almost lost.
They played the Vikings.
Oh yeah, that was close. That was on Sunday night.
It was like 21-20.
Mm-hmm. They last two games was like literally like 24-22 against Buffalo and 21-20.
And they took Minnesota. One against the Chiefs.
And Green Bay, yeah. 1917.
Before they bye week or whatever.
So they've been on a nice little run recently, and they've been winning. They've been squeaking out games.
They 5-5, right? That's what I thought.
Yeah, I mean, they looking all right. Still don't really see them doing too much, but they on a run.
Dangerous.
Shout out to the
Don't
Texans,
jump in on
though.
Them now.
Yeah.
Hey, shout C.J. Stroud, that
CJ
nigga.
C.J. Stroud balling.
No, C.J. Stroud really wanted him more.
Yeah, I saw with him.
He's a clear cut for rookie.
Oh, yeah, for offensive rookie? Yeah,
he got it.
Sure. He got that shit right now.
Does he look great with a makeshift line that he has? Because that line is beyond makeshift. That shit Jimmy rigged. They holding that bitch up by bubblegum and tape. And he's hooping. So much respect to Stroud. Shout out to Bryce, too, man. He's struggling, man. But the Carolina, you know, it's Carolina. So, you know, sometimes you get lucky to a situation, sometimes you don't. He's got to go through some growing pains, unfortunately. But I am happy that Carolina is sticking with Bryce Young because a lot of people thought they were going to bench him. So I am proud that they're letting their number one pick, as they should.
I mean, they ain't got nothing to lose at this point.
There you go.
Like, they wasn't expecting to come in and win games.
See, just because of our division. Now, it's crazy because, like, our division was good at the real beginning of the year, and now it's falling back to what we all believe the NFC South would be. So in a sense, too, you're looking at it like you win a few games, you in it. Because the Saints is on top of the division right now, 5-5.
But I was going to say it's still competitive, even though it's not the best. But y'all competitive over there.
So it's like if you had two more wins, you'd be right there. Still fuck all of them. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad I had a week off from watching them Falcons for once. So I didn't have to watch another random player come in and beat me. We 4-5. We got six. The Saints this Sunday, 4-6. We got the Saints this week. If we beat the Saints, though, we go on top. It's rivalry week for us down in Atlanta. Shout out to Atlanta. The only thing I do like, though, is they doing honoring the 50th anniversary hip-hop at before the game.
Oh, word. Okay.
Yeah, they got the lineup is intense. Like, all the Atlanta artists is there.
I know Luda already probably been there.
Luda's on the top of the bill. Like, it's him, T.I., Jeezy, CeeLo Green, Big Boy. Like, those are the premier artist, and then there's a slur of other people. Oh, Jermaine Dupri's up there too, of course, as a headliner.
It's crazy though. If y'all win, y'all be first in the division.
Mm-hmm.
That's why.
Yeah, I know, Adrian. It's okay.
You said that already.
Yeah. It's all good. It's no stress. We'll see what happens. I miss the old rivalry of us and the Saints. I meant to hit spy up. I seen an old picture of Roddy White, and I forgot who the Saints player was, and everybody was just like, this is what we miss. We haven't had a rivalry with the Saints like that in a little bit. And hopefully this year, maybe we spark it back. But I used to enjoy that. I thrive off of the rivalries. You know what I'm saying? When Tom Brady came, it kind of threw things in a little flux or whatnot in our division. But still fuck football. Fuck fantasy. I was up 30-plus points going into that Eagles game. Here I am trying to cheer my mom on in the Eagles. And I'm watching Jalen Hurts and Swift cook me. I'm like, man, I quit. That's all. I ain't got no rant about nothing. My Falcons was off this week. You ain't get no rant out of me. And I ain't going to talk about – I ain't about to switch sports because I almost switched that because that's the team that's really pissing me off. But that's beside the point.
I do want to – when we do eventually switch sports, I got something I got to break it to you, Jordan.
Oh, I know what you're about to say. The whole world is saying it to me again.
The fucking Commanders suck. That's all I got to say. That's all y'all getting from me.
I mean, I ain't got nothing to say about football. I got all my football shit out.
Oh, there's a Black Friday game this week.
Oh, it is? It's the first year that they're ever doing that. Oh.
The Jets and the Dolphins.
Solid.
So you got Thanksgiving games, and you got the Black Friday game. Yeah.
Because it's usually a Saturday game. Sometimes they'll do a Saturday later game. In the year. Yeah, that's compared to a Friday. That Black Friday game is going to be a little interesting.
It's weird.
I ain't mad at it.
Yeah, that's really all I got for that, too, bro. We can slide on this, bro. We made this episode smooth, man.
Mm-hmm. Out of here.
You know what I'm saying? I can say that for the end. I'll say that for the end. But, all right, basketball world. Well, currently, we're watching the NBA in-season tournament. We got the Lakers versus Utah. Currently, Lakers are up 116-86, 6 minutes and 56 seconds left in the fourth quarter. They whipping their ass. Javon, how you feel? It's good seeing your team whip ass?
I mean, they've been up big for the majority of the game. Like, it started off pretty close, but ain't really nothing going on. I ain't really watching this shit.
Yeah, we ain't got the volume on and stuff like that, so you can't feel the game, but y'all busting.
Yeah, we whipping their ass. I don't even know what stats and shit. Last time I seen LeBron shit, he was playing pretty decent.
I think it's a collective. D-Lo been hitting too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think one person getting off. It seemed like it's literally like a good team effort.
I will say this though. I'm hearing these trade talks of y'all wanting certain people.
LaVine.
Yeah. I think that was.
That's the only one I've been seeing is LaVine.
I would keep, because I'm hearing the names of like, you know, somebody like Rui might be in the talks. Austin Reeves, DeAngelo. I wouldn't touch D-Lo. I would make sure to keep D-Lo.
Well, somebody got to go.
I think.
That's up and down.
Rui kind of just got there, so it'd be surprising to me if y'all was to ship Rui, but I wouldn't be surprised, like, because he's like, as far as like. Gabe Vincent's another one. I feel like he might be out of there too. But it's like certain people, you got to wait until like a
deadline.
Certain deadline before you can deal with those players. But
man, I don't know why we only want to get rid of Austin Reeves.
For LaVine, I would.
Fucking right.
Out of all three of them, like, so the three people I've been hearing the most about trade rumors overall. So I'll ask you if any of these players pique your interest or who you would want the most. Mm. Zach LaVine.
Of course.
You got Siakam and Anobi. Those are the three names that I've been hearing the most as far as trade rumors go. That's that because Sacramento is really the team that's trying to clip up. That's
right? Yeah, I seen that shit. Yeah, I seen Sacramento, that. They're trying to go crazy.
Yeah, they're trying to go for the bag.
So nah, if out of those three, as far as fit go, OG.
I agree. I think fit wise, I think he fits most too.
We need a wing. We need a wing more than we need anything else. Like we could use a good three or four versatile type player.
You giving him Austin Reaves for him?
Fucking right. I would give Austin Reaves up for OG. Hell yeah. I think OG's a better player than him.
And a better defender.
He's way better defender. He's bigger. He can score just as much. Like, he averaged about 17, 18 a game.
I think he fits in this LeBron system 100%.
Like, bro, OG, hell, like, he's, yes.
He physical. And, he
And he might runs. Only be like a year or two older. Like, he really not.
Yeah, he's young.
Oh, yeah. I fuck with you, Reeves, but for OG, you got to go.
Hey, look. Zach LaVine really might be gone.
It's looking like
he's out. Usually, I be up here and, you know, I try to speak positive. Because this isn't the first time we've danced on this topic, mm-hmm. on this podcast. We've been saying that 2 years before we extended him, all the way up, except last year was the only year we really didn't say that too much about LaVine. But when we played on Saturday we played the Heat, and we had came back from double digits or whatnot.
Oh, yeah, I seen.
And
I seen
you know that. What I'm saying? You know, we was kicking it with the homies and shit. And next thing you know, I seen we was winning. I said, oh, shit. I said, hold on now. I gotta stop all activities. I got to see these weak-ass Bulls win a game finally. And when I was watching it, we win. It was hype. And then this nigga LaVine stormed off. Pushed a PR person for the Bulls, and
that's when that had. That was after the win.
That's where it begins. So now everybody's looking at it like, oh, you could just tell that he lied about the reason why he did it and why he didn't have a post conference and like stuff like that. And he was all smiles yesterday when we lost.
What was his lie?
Well, he was saying that the PR team said that they weren't going to talk to him when he was supposed to talk to him post game on the sideline. Mm. He was like they didn't speak to him. They told him that it wasn't going to be anything, etc. Like you don't got to worry about anything. Meanwhile, it was the total opposite, and you could just hear verbiage. You know, when people are saying like, "Listen, I just want to win. I'm here for the city. Like, you know, whatever happens, happens. That's the owner or office. Like, they handle all that. You know, things like that." Then once you start changing your verbiage, like, hey, you know, you never know what happens, da 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 da. Once you start talking a certain way, you can just read body language. And then, you know, the reality of it, too, is LaVine been with the Bulls for 7 years.
It don't even feel like it's been that long.
It's been seven? 7 years. It's been seven?
Well, at least five. If he's been in the league, maybe seven, then he's with us for five.
He's been there at least since like 2017.
That's what I'm saying, bro. He's been there for six years.
Because he was there before DeRozan, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
He was there at least like 2 years before DeRozan.
Like two full seasons.
So when you look at LaVine, too, like I love LaVine. I have his jersey. You know what I'm saying? I love LaVine. But also when people are looking at the big picture is, you know, you done had him 6 years, and we've been a total of four playoff games with him. Mm. We've literally played four playoff games since we've gotten LaVine. My thing is, if you trade the nigga, I don't want players. I want picks. And we don't draft well, so that scares me a little bit. But fuck all that. I don't want all this top talent. I don't want to try to do this rebuilding shit. Unless you're giving me an elite point guard, I don't even want. Bruh, just give me the picks. Let DeRozan and Vooch have fun. Figure out a point guard position, and let's just ride the year out.
Because it's like, from what I'm hearing with all the Bulls talking and whatnot, it's more so of all the teams are wanting their key pieces. So whoever the Bulls are going to get, they're not getting pieces to compete. Yeah,
they're getting scraps.
They really are just, like, getting scraps. And then at that point, you can tell, like, okay, the rebuild is getting ready to start.
Unless they get some type of, like, expiring contract, that would be the only good thing for them because they could clear up cap space or some shit. But, like you said, he want the picks more than that. So, that, I don't even know if that really would help like that.
Because you look at it, too, like, let's be real, like, DeRozan's past his prime.
Yeah,
he still be going crazy, but it's just like, how long until DeRozan's be like, you know what? I've tried it here; it didn't work out. I'm ready for the next chapter.
That's true. We also rejuvenated DeRozan's career. Because he was sitting down there with the Spurs, he was having a great career numbers and like high assist rate, you know, usage, all that was up there. But we actually got him back to the pedestal he was used to with the Raptors, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But it's also a situation like that, too, because he's at the end of his contract. This is the end of his contract. Mm. So you're really looking at it like, what are we really about to do?
And like you said, he is getting old. He's 34 now. So it's like,
I don't know, man.
If y'all make this trade, like if y'all trade away Zach LaVine, I'm hearing Caruso's name as well, too.
Mm-hmm. They were saying that more people want Caruso. He hasn't been open on the market for anything. But him, Caruso and actually Patrick Williams are the two people that people are trying to get to. And they said the offers for Caruso are through the roof.
He easier to get.
Yeah, contract cheaper. Is easy. There you go. And the tenacity and everything you bring. I don't want to lose Caruso. I love Caruso. You know, it just sucks, man. I'm tired of like, tired of turmoil. I'm tired of looking at a team that's gifted. Like the Bulls, we don't have a bad roster. We got a shitty coach, but I look at the team and I'm watching them and I'm like, yo, bro, there's no way I have three all-stars on my team and we suck. Like I literally have three all-stars and we just not good.
That whole Lonzo thing got y'all messed up. I ain't gonna lie. And then y'all don't have a current PG is what's messing y'all up. And it's not like y'all are out there fishing for a point guard to bring him in. If that was the case, I can see the trade talks with LaVine kind of going down a little bit, like, yo, y'all chill out a little bit. But it's not. Like, everybody knows y'all need a point guard, but it's not being put out there like, hey, we are looking for a point guard.
You banking on that Lonzo knee, and I don't understand it. Bro, you need to go out there and go get you a point guard. If he ever does come back, cool, face it at that moment. Mm. Right now, you need to figure out the now. You knew he won't coming back from the offseason. You needed to go out there and go get you a damn point guard. I know we paid Coby White, and it was like, all right, cool, we're going to roll out with that. The Coby White, Caruso, DeRozan playing at the four, it doesn't make sense.
DeRozan playing at the four is nasty.
Yeah, it's Caruso, Coby White at the two guards, LaVine, DeRozan, because Patrick Williams got benched. And then it's Vooch at the five.
I like Ayo over Coby White. I mean, for obvious reasons, but even still, just in general, like.
I don't know, man. So, you know, I actually do for the first time, and it's going to suck, too, because I just love LaVine. You know, but I'm starting to actually see the writing on the wall more than I ever seen. Like, I remember when I was dealing with the same thing with Jimmy. It was a whole different situation. I don't know. And then as two, once we trade LaVine, that Jimmy Butler trade means nothing because we don't have nothing from that trade. Mm-hmm. Trade, you know, we got rid of marketing. Chris Dunn didn't pan out. Mm-hmm. Chandler Hutchinson ain't in the league no more to my knowledge. And then LaVine's gone. So you're looking at it like, and then you don't have no accolades to show for it either. You know, we don't have a banner to host, not even a division banner. Like, you don't have anything to really highlight from that trade other than you just gave another franchise a franchise player.
Mm. And then even if you, when you look at it like division-wise, Indiana's on the come up. Cavs is nice.
Hey,
the Bucks, the number one team.
Speaking of Indiana, I know he was talking about a nigga Halliburton. That nigga's balling right now.
Hey, man. If he can keep it up, I eat my words.
I think tonight he had 26 and a quarter.
Third quarter, he had third
seven
quarter,
threes.
He doing his thing.
I don't know what his full game was, but that nigga was going crazy.
I ain't got no hate towards him now. Like, I just got to eat my words. But
no light skin hate?
We'll see. keep it up, young fella. We'll see.
Keep it up, young fella. Was
call
crazy.
Him young fella. You old as hell.
Man, I'm 31. 37
and 16.
About to call him a joker next.
Yo, we call him a joker.
He called Joker the other week.
I mean, 32 is coming.
Anyway.
Dang, I love being on the other side. Good.
What, the old side?
I've been here. This don't hurt me no more. I'm about to hit mid-30s for real, for real. This, I'm here. I got gray sprouting. I'm fully invested at this point.
Fully invested.
Bro, this don't hurt me no more. I embrace it.
I feel it.
I don't know if you've embraced it yet, though. Nah.
Birdman hand rub.
Fly hands.
What they know about that, man? Anything you want to speak about with your Wizards like?
Fire Wes Unseld Jr.
Hey, they look awful. That's all I got to say about them. Jordan Poole, awful. Kuzma, awful.
Nah, Kuzma.
Kuzma be having his moments, though. I ain't going to lie.
That's Kuz's team. That's not Jordan, nowhere near Jordan Poole team.
Yo, any team being Kuz's team, it's not a good team. But I ain't mad at it. That's all you got.
Yeah, that's where we at.
I've been watching Odvia, though. He been looking all right.
That nigga pissed me off. He turn the ball. He be doing dumb shit.
He have his moment. Like, I'll see flashes from him where it's like, okay, I like that play. And then, like you said, he'll do some other shit where he's trying to do too much.
He be turning the ball over. Fire Wes Unseld Jr. That's where we need to start. Fire the fucking coach. That nigga sucks. I'd rather Randy fucking Whitman. A lot of niggas don't even know who that is.
I've heard of him before, but I can't remember like who he used to coach or anything like that.
He was the coach after, I think, Eddie Jordan.
Oh, shit.
When the Wizards got bad. Like, I think he was like Wall's first coach or something like that.
Okay. This nigga said after Eddie Jordan. I'm like, damn, you went back.
Yeah, it took my head spin for a second. I was like, wait a minute, I know who that is.
To me, this has been the worst coach of the Washington Wizards since I've been watching this.
That's crazy.
That's not good.
This nigga sucks. He sucks. Fire him.
Hoiberg.
Oh, man.
Hey, yo, you're a real Defender Chat Boy listener if you know that Hoiberg
holla.
What a time, yo.
That's where I'm at with it. Like,
it's the Hoiberg, man, Jim Boylan. You feel like I did when we had Jim Boylan.
Oh, Jim Boylan, okay.
Now, Hoiberg, but yeah, you know what I'm saying? But I hated Jim Boylan, so I can understand that.
I be getting the promotional emails about, like, the Washington Wizards tickets. I be replying them, like, fire Wes Unseld Jr., send.
This nigga.
Stop sending me emails. I'm not showing up to a game with that nigga as a coach.
Hey,
this nigga don't even want to go to the season, boys.
Hey, nah, there's no point.
When you respond like that, you are over, over all it. Bullshit.
This sucks, dog. He's the worst fucking coach. And it's 31 coaches in the league better than him. That nigga sucks.
Damn, it's only 30 teams.
Oh, damn, my bad. I'm thinking.
I'm about to say, I'm like, damn, well, nigga. That,
even so, still.
And some assistants.
I'm like, damn, it's only 30 teams. And he said it's a 31. Oh, wow, this nigga must really be trash.
You know,
he must be talking about EuroLeague teams. College or something.
Trash.
Ignite.
That nigga trash, dog.
This nigga said Ignite.
I'm old, man. That nigga sucks.
Hey, man, the light's going to be there at the end of the tunnel when you guys finally finish. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes the grass is greener on the other side. And sometimes you just see mulch. It all just depends on what you run into, bruh. You know, like, cause I was like, yo, I wish I could have kept Hoiberg over Boylan. Then we fired Boylan and we got Billy Donovan. I've never been happy. Like,
I mean, I'd rather Billy Donovan versus the other two, but.
Nah, I'd rather Hoiberg over Billy Donovan. I don't think we didn't have the people to match Hoiberg's offense. That was the issue. Jim Boylan was a bad coach. And Billy Donovan has to have a good point guard. That's the number one key to success for his offense and how he coaches. For what I've seen with OKC, what we've seen in Florida, etc. A point guard has always been prevalent in his offensive dynamic. When you don't have it, it shows your flaws. Sometimes. I don't know. I'm just talking shit. He ass. I don't care. I don't care what you say. However you slice it, it's still ass. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
How y'all feel about the Clippers with James Harden? Since it's been like maybe a week and some change.
Still not
now.
A fan, but I mean they've won the last two games, so still got to see how things trend and stuff like that. But those first couple games was nasty.
Russ coming off the bench now.
I feel bad for Russ.
Yeah, he had a good thing going over there.
But he seemed excited to have James come to the squad, though.
He, like, the only one excited, though.
Yeah.
At least initially.
That's why I don't feel bad for him, because he seemed excited to have him come to the squad.
They from around the same area, right?
This is boys, so.
Yeah, I'm about to say, they fuck with each other. And, of course, you know, OKC days, too. You had that, too.
They really fuck with each other, but I don't know. We'll see. Like I said, the season's still very young.
I still also think that eventually they would have asked or came to Russ about coming off the bench. So the fact that it came out that he volunteered to come off the bench.
Yeah. I heard that was a
I think it's cap
news thing, like to make it sound better, but we don't know.
Yeah.
Spin it.
Yeah.
Because all the other times came off the bench, it was a bad look. It was a distaste.
True.
Mm-hmm.
And I know this ain't like the typical thing, but hey, Brett, we gotta put a lot of people put a lot of bad taste on Russ. And the one team, I know we just talked about your team, Adrian, but respectfully, Russ played out of his fucking mind with Washington. Nah.
The Washington was only
and
one.
And I loved how he played with Washington. Yeah. But a lot of people sweeped that under the rug.
A lot of people from Washington actually fucked with Russ, though. Mm-hmm. Like, they didn't want to get rid of him.
Russ was snapping.
It took, like, half the season, but once, like, after All-Star break or right around All-Star break, we started rolling. We made it into the playoffs. I'm like, okay. I actually like that squad.
It turns you into a Russell fan. You used to hate Russell Westbrook.
I don't want to say I used to hate him. I just said he was stat pack. And do some wild shit. He used to be doing some wild. He would literally
at least that
throw
stat
the ball.
Pattern was winning. That's how I look at it. You can stat pad in the fourth quarter when you down 20 and you in the game 3 minutes left. But if you getting a triple double and your record, you only lost 3 games out of 30, shit. Stat pad for me, nigga, because right now I'm 4-0.
I mean, that nigga win percentage is high as a bitch when he get a triple.
Like, you stat pad me, nigga. Come on, hold me down with some wins.
Like I said,
but he does do some wild shit. That's just been rusty.
I mean, you gotta take the good with the bad.
Yeah, we ain't gonna never say that.
I like that Wizards team,
but I didn't want to go back to that. But I was just talking to somebody about that because we was talking about Russ, and I was like, nah, I was like. If certain niggas was doing what Russ was doing during that time, especially with even in the Wizards stint, like those player of the month stats are crazy if you go back and look at them.
Yeah.
And like, you know, we were just sweeping it because of that statement. All we were saying was he was stat padding. Niggas ain't seen nobody else do it still. And when you got the Lucas and all these other people that have the capability.
With he us, came to their team and broke the damn franchise record.
With us, I don't think he was doing it as much because, I mean, you look at who was on the squad. He kind of had to do a lot of the things that he was doing. So, like, with us, I wasn't really, but I would still see some flashes at times. I'm like, oh, this nigga just statting his pat or patting his stats or whatever. But, you know.
Man, averaging 18 assists for a stretch, bro. You fucking feeling and willing that ball.
That was fun basketball to watch. That's probably the last time I really enjoyed watching us. Because we went to the playoffs, even though Embiid was, anyway.
My bad. I ain't was
fire
I just was,
Wes Unseld Jr. That nigga sucks. Worst coach in the league.
31st in the league.
32nd. When I was saying 31st or 31 other coaches, he's 32.
Nigga, the seller.
I mean, it sucks.
Already off the team.
Like I forgot I was on like on Twitter one day, because I was just like, let me see who else feels my pain. So I was going through the comments. This man's never received a tech at all the whole time he's been coaching. Like, he's very mild mannered, you know, very chill.
I don't know. You got to fire up sometimes.
This nigga sucks.
You have to
fire into your team.
Yeah, and you got to show him how, you know what I'm saying? You got to go out there. You got to stick your neck out and get that tech or get ejected one time. Fuck it. You got to show your team you ain't taking no bullshit, and you riding for them. So you're going to do what it takes. Like, even though you're trying to have them be as level-headed as possible, but it shows you, oh, hold on, my coach fighting like this, we got to fight too.
I'm never really one to, you know, kind of petition to have somebody lose their job. Fire that nigga. He sucks.
When you email back saying fire that That's nigga what I'm to saying. A That's ticket purchase, wild. Hey, bro, yeah, you mean it. I meant when you said that, I said, oh, yeah, he is at the
I can show y'all the email.
Did they respond?
Hell no.
Thought you might have got that automated reply.
Do not reply.
I looked first to see if that was up there. Like, please don't reply. So it didn't say that. So I said, oh, y'all going to see this then. Somebody going to see this.
I feel you, man. I feel you. I understand your pain. I've been there.
Sucks, dog.
Sorry. Shit real in the field. Is
trash, dog. God damn.
I dig it, man. It's all good. It's all good. It's part of the game.
It's
man.
Not.
It's part of it. Bad coaching is part of the game, unfortunately. You got to weed them out. You got to fire niggas to get better niggas. You just hope the next one is better than the last.
Oh, trust me. Whoever comes next is going to be better than him. I already know.
Guaranteed. Mm-hmm.
Can't get any worse. I promise you it cannot get any worse. As far as coaching, it can't get any worse.
I feel that. I forgot OG played for the Pacers. I always be forgetting that until I see that nigga do something. Usually a dunk.
Oh, he dunked on somebody. You saw Obi Toppin? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he dunked on somebody tonight.
Trae Young has been awful this year, too.
Yeah, Hawks been a little interesting.
I don't like that two-guard combo. Like, it just, for me, that just doesn't seem like it's working.
I never thought it was going to work from the beginning. Just to be honest.
I think I said, like, your two best players are your one and your two. Like, then he just threw that up.
He was hitting everything. That was a heat check right there. That was a heat check. Right now, we're watching back the Pacers versus Hawks game with Tyler Haliburton and one that dropped 26 in the third quarter. So that's why we starting to talk like that and whatnot, because he going stupid.
Damn, nigga.
This is one of the highest scoring games for no damn reason.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, he scored 20. Like, you doing all that scoring, I would expect my team to be up. If I got to do all this scoring and we still in a tight game, I'm pissed. What the hell are y'all out here doing? Getting cooked.
Turn it up. And at what, 157, 152? Some shit like that. Get off me. Let's go, Hill. Buddy Hill could. A lot of people wanted to trade for him, too. He's a three-point specialist, but his name comes and goes.
Not in the market right now.
Uh-uh.
How many points he had? 37?
16
assists? I still don't like that nigga.
That's hate.
Navy.
That's hate. No, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. That's hate, bro. Y'all anything for basketball before I close it with some random shit?
Nah, just
yeah, that's the only reason why I said
it. Last thing, we can be quick with it. Jim Harbaugh, was it Jim?
Yeah.
Jim Harbaugh Will they suspend him for the rest of the season, regular season games?
Yeah, he's just going to take the rest of the season for that, and he'll probably get suspended some more for the next season, too.
I'm glad they didn't do anything towards the players or other coaching that we know of, but
it's good he took it. Yeah. Like, he took ownership of it and was like, listen, I'll face whatever I need to. It's just a bad timing when Michigan actually has the opportunity to win the college football playoffs.
But I think, like, if y'all are that nice and, you know, you got a system implemented with your coaching, it should still somewhat carry over. One person shouldn't.
I don't know, man. College, that's tough. Because a lot of teams that I see that happen to, like when a coach leaves that program, they either go to the NFL or they go to another program. By the time bowl time comes around, them niggas get blown out. I've seen that like time in and time out because of the preparation. Mm. Like, yeah, the system is the system, but the coach makes that system go. So if not everybody else is on the same page or can rally the troops, or depending on how it happens, can also demoralize in a locker room. That could tear up. Like, your coach ignites that locker room. You know, you're fired, especially if you have somebody of that magnitude or whatnot. Now, in that situation with him just being suspended due to the sign stealing, we might have a little bit different conversation, but we all have talked about coaches one way or the other affecting a real game. Making those decisions, choosing to go for it on a certain down, calling a timeout when you call a timeout, audibling from a run to a pass, like small shit like that, bro, can dictate some things. Now, you have an advantage when your quarterback is on the Heisman watch, so, you know.
I just think that Michigan is too good to fall apart very bad way. I don't see it happening. I think they'll still stay the course, and we'll see how the playoffs run up in the bowl games.
So. I mean, we'll see. They got their ass beat last year with him. That's the difference. They got blown out with him in front of there. So, I mean, it's a little weaker. Prayers and condolences or whatnot. Hope for successful surgery and a speedy recovery or whatnot for Jordan Travis for Florida State. Speaking of the college football, he had a gruesome lower leg injury that he's out. There's no questions or whatnot. Florida State is streaked, number four or whatnot. They're going to the ACC championship next week, and tough timing or whatnot.
Is that their quarterback?
Yeah.
Oh, it's over for them.
That's a part of that hip drop tackle or whatnot that they're trying to ban in like the NFL and everything.
That happened to what's the name? Mark Andrews out for the rest of the season. Mm-hmm.
So that was like the same situation. So definitely tough and just bad timing or whatnot. But
Joe Burrow out too.
Oh yeah, Joe Burrow out for the year. Wrist injury out of all things. Thought the calf was going to take him out, right?
Mm-hmm. I was watching that game too. You can kind of like, he threw the ball. Then instantly, I'm like, oh, something ain't right.
This just ain't it. I know we covered Deion prime time for a while as well. Them niggas ain't bowl eligible. They on a 5-6 game losing streak.
They got blown out the other day.
They got one game left and unfortunately lost eligibility for a bowl game.
How many games you say they got to win? Because they only got 4 wins.
Yeah, them niggas is not eligible.
What is it, 6 games?
Yeah, you got to win 6 games to be bowl eligible. Shout out to Georgia Tech. We clipped that 6 win against Syracuse on Saturday, though. So we will be dancing somewhere. I don't know which one. Might be the Sun Belt Bowl. Might be the Levi Bowl. I don't give a goddamn.
JBL Bowl.
JBL.
I don't give a damn. It's a bowl. Take me there. As a fan of Georgia Tech, and I ain't seen no bowls for a little bit. Shout out to Brent Key, man. First time head coach from off the roster. A lot of people wanted Prime or the Tulane coach or different other people. Hey, shout out to you, man. You came and made it happen. We lost some boneheaded games that I could slap your dumb ass over. But outside of that, we also beat back-to-back teams that were supposed to be the top of the cream of the crop of our ACC division, a.k.a. Miami and UNC. Great wins against both of them. I love beating them, especially Miami. It's my favorite team to beat. But, yep, that's all I got.
Respect.
And with that being said, that's episode 192 of the Random Chance Podcast. Shout out all you good people, like I said earlier, listening, man. Again, enjoy yourselves over the weekend. Be safe. Be thankful. Everything good, bro?
Oh, yeah. I was just looking at fat King Griffey.
Yeah, he fat as shit in that picture. That's washed Griffey. But it matched the decor. The gray matched the decor. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't put him in the Mariners jersey. It just won't fit.
Respect.
I couldn't. Looking mellow. That's Mello. That's washed mellow, but he look good at least.
Yeah, no, mellow clean.
You know why? Because he wearing black. black make you slim, baby. But yeah, man, that's gonna do it for us over here, man. Make sure you good people check out the description of the podcast, man, where I got my guys, Javon and Adrian, social media handles in there. Jay Gloves Twitch channel is in there. The best playlist you're gonna ever find is in there. There's some other good shit. It's also a Cash App. Them niggas don't want to send a bottle. But you know, I'm still gonna mention it just because I want that bottle. I don't give a fuck what the bottle is. Just send it through, man. Chance gonna run this score up, man.
And them niggas ain't send no fucking bottle.
They not.
So quit asking.
Hey, that non-sports coming soon too, baby. Episode 192, baby.
Aight.
Yes, sir. Send a bottle.
All of them.